all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Ian Trump 2.0 is a man on a mission, a guy who is trying to change those things that we know intuitively are wrong. And that in turn starts to change public policy. And it starts to change how many people look at public policy. And those, it's kind of like COVID. When you go back to COVID, those of us who believe that, you know, the SARS-CoV-2 shot, the so-called vaccine, was ineffective, that it was rushed, that the mRNA technology wasn't quite ready or maybe wasn't appropriate for a virus as opposed to a bacterial infection or something else. All of the questions, all of the doubts, all the stupid policies put in place. You can't go surfing. You can't go out and sit on the beach. You can't walk. You can't go to a park. It's okay to walk into a restaurant with a mask on, or actually it's required to walk into a restaurant with a mask on, but you can take your stupid mask off once you sit down. Have you ever thought about just how insane that was? Well, similarly, I would argue that when the endangerment rule was adopted during the Obama administration, which allowed the EPA to determine that CO2, what I'm exhaling right now, is a pollutant, is a greenhouse gas, which it is. I mean, it's a greenhouse gas, but greenhouse gas in and of itself isn't dangerous. But that this greenhouse gas that I'm exhaling is a pollutant that's going to kill mankind and is a direct causal link to climate change. You and I knew that was insane. And then when, based on that singular rule, then when you start adopting policies like we have in Colorado, and I'm sure you probably have some something similar in your state too, where we have this stupid goal that the Democrats keep shoving down our throat about net zero. They want to get to net zero by 2030, meaning net zero CO2 emissions by 2030. Well, stop and think about what that means. So to do that, do we have to kill off a certain number of people? Do we have to stop driving internal combustion engines? Do we have to stop transporting food from farm to market? I mean, it's insane when you stop and actually think about the logic of what they're trying to accomplish. I'm here today to tell you that it's not the end of the world. And these subtle changes are starting to take a foothold in our body politic. There's a new Department of Energy report out that in this climate where we're told we have to conform, actually dares to acknowledge both the reality of human-driven global warming and actually opening the door for, we have a critical need for open debate about the consequences of the claim that global warming is human-driven. And an open and honest debate about, is it really? And the solutions that you're proposing, are they realistic? Have you done a cost-benefit analysis? Is it really worth our while to pursue this pipe dream of net zero? The answer is no. It's not logical. And it's not cost-beneficial. Yes, the report concludes that the Earth's climate is changing. Oh, my gosh, there's a headline. Really? If we understand, I'm not a geologist, but I know enough to know what I don't know, honestly. But I also know enough to know that the climate on this planet has changed since God said, "Let there be light." Because that's the physical system he put in place. And I, as I've said before, and, you know, I was on Tavis Smiley. Tavis Smiley is a talk show host out in Los Angeles. And I was on his program. I don't know, once or twice a year he asked me to come on. And it's always funny because he and I are 180 degrees apart. If we could be further than 180 degrees apart, we probably are. In terms of our political beliefs, our political philosophies, and our stance on things like climate change. So I said to him during that interview that, I think the humans probably play a role in climate change. It's inevitable because we're carbon beings just like the animals, and yes, we pollute, but the causal link or the degree to which we have an effect on climate change, I think, is de minimis. And even if it is a large effect on climate change, what would you have us do, Tavis? You want us to just, get rid of human beings and just let, you know, plants and animals, besides humans, roam the earth? And, of course, you know, he takes offense to it, but call somebody that cares. But if we admit that the Earth's climate is changing and that we might play a de minimis role, then no, this is not necessarily the unfolding catastrophe that we've all been warned about and continue to be warned about on a daily basis. In any other political era, An agency like the Department of Energy taking such a measured, evidence-based approach would have made headlines. But in this environment, in fact, I would say, just to be a smartass, in this heated environment, it almost feels like it's a revolutionary. It's a revolution of some sort. I don't think it's a revolution, but I'll tell you what it is. It's an effect of having different people with an open mindset putting together policy papers that will down the line affect public policy, and for the first time we're being honest and open about it. Just look at where we are. Discussing climate science has become so polarized that even if you're somewhere in the middle, those who may admit that, maybe we have a problem, but let's question the severity of the problem. If that's you, you're going to get attacked from every side. If you don't parrot the most alarming predictions, then you're a climate denier. If you don't dismiss all the warnings outright, then you're naive. Is there any room at all anymore for an honest inquiry and a rigorous debate? Because isn't the upside to solving the issue, if there's an issue to be solved, truly understanding risks and benefit, a best course of action? Isn't, if there's room for honest inquiry and rigorous debate, isn't the upside of solving an issue, any issue, I don't care what it is, isn't that too great to leave to politics? And I'm not saying exclude politics, but we're leaving everything right now exclusively to politics. Travis Fisher from the Cato Institute helped organize the department's independent climate working group. An independent climate working group. And what did they come up with? Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll tell you next.
This summer isn't just hot. It's historic. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and it's not slowing down. Towns underwater, roads washed out. And in every crisis zone, the same scene. Crowds standing in line, waiting. Waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for someone to show up and save them. They tell you that help is on the way, but what if it's not? What if help takes days, or doesn't come at all? You think the system's built to protect you? They can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be the one caught empty-handed. And right now, My Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. Claim your free 4-week kit today at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talking with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you being here. You know, you do me a great favor. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And on your podcast app, go subscribe to my podcast because you'll get both the weekday program and the weekend program. So on the app, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us in the rankings. And then it'll automatically download the weekday program plus the weekend program. So let's go back to this report. The Travis Fisher from the Cato Institute decided to help the department organize a independent climate working group. Lots of executive departments and agencies will do this. We had a post 9/11. We had a working group that I was a part of that worked together to try to put together the policies that we would need to deal with 9/11. So this is not unusual. But oftentimes these working groups filter out into other departments and agencies with policy recommendations. And this is one way that you start to change the culture and you start to change the policy perspectives throughout the federal government. So the fact that they've done this within DOE, under the guise of Chris Wright, I think it's fantastic. Now, like a lot of you that read widely, skeptically, with a jaundiced eye, Travis Fisher had become, I think, really frustrated because he started seeing those who would question the climate so-called crisis narrative, they would get shut down by activists on one side, while seeing real concerns about if there is climate change and that climate change is global warming, then it gets dismissed. So as I walk through this, I want you to think about something. If you believe, as I do, that the climate really does change, and we go through warm periods, maybe really hot periods, cool periods, or really cold periods, then the question becomes, if that is something that's going to occur, and it naturally occurs, irrespective of how many humans are on Earth, or whether we're driving an EV or an internal combustion engine, if it's going to occur regardless of what we do, then what should we do? I think that's the way to approach the issue that most people tend to ignore. During the break, Michael asked me, did you see the hurricane? Yeah, I heard about it this morning. I heard there's a big hurricane that's developing off the out in the Atlantic somewhere. Well, duh. That's what happens during hurricane season. So rather than hurricanes which naturally form, tornadoes which naturally form, this is all weather, right? Blizzards, floods, heat waves, droughts. What should be our response to that? Our response should be, how do we mitigate against the effects of those weather events? Well, in Florida, they adopt new building codes that require that if you're going to build a new building, that it needs to be hurricane-proof, to the extent that you can make anything hurricane-proof. But it increased the building code standards so that the damage would not be as great. That's called mitigation. If you live in a flood zone, you know, we have the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina coming up. Well, we know that New Orleans exists in a fishbowl. Now, what we ought to do is, as long as people are going to live in New Orleans, you ought to learn to mitigate against floodwaters. The Netherlands has done that. We ought to do it in New Orleans. If you live in an earthquake-prone area, California adopts building code standards that allow, you know, high rises to sway and move so that they're not so stiff that the slightest hurricane, you know, a boom, brings down a high rise. That's mitigation. Well, go back to Travis Fisher from Cato. He didn't want to go back into government, and I don't blame him. But he kept being persuaded by Chris Wright, the Secretary of the Energy. He kept being persuaded by Secretary Wright's commitment to prioritizing real data over ideology and then creating a space where you could have rigorous open science debate. Well, Secretary Wright's plan was simple and radical. Elevate the debate. I take that to mean put together a team of credentialed, independently minded scientists. So they did. They put John Christie, Judith Curry, Steve Coonan, Ross McKittrick, Roy Spencer. Now, if you study climate change at all, you recognize that those are all independent thinkers. Those who are not independent thinkers would look at that list and go, oh, those are all climate deniers. No, Roy Spencer's not a climate denier. He's a realistic. He's a realist. And their object, their mandate, to review the state of climate science, absent spin, political pressure, and then publish your findings for everybody to read. So those five scientists were given complete intellectual freedom. No marching orders, no political filters. Whether or not you support every aspect of the Trump administration's energy policy, you cannot dismiss the integrity of a process that allows independent scientists to reach independent conclusions. So what does the report find? As Fisher himself writes, climate science, let alone climate policy, is far more nuanced than the summaries for policymakers would have you believe. That alone is the starting point where you can actually have a rigorous debate about, can we really do anything to affect climate change? And if we can or cannot, what should be public policy about that? And if we can do anything, should there be a public policy that says we ought to learn to mitigate? That we ought to learn that, we're going to go through a warm period, or we're going to go through a cool period, or we're going to have, you know, increased CO2, which may have a diminishing effect, but what should be a public policy? I applaud this. And let me explain why I applaud it. So we came with Michael Brown. Text lines open, 33103, keyword Michael. Be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standing. Tickets to this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Is a lot more nuanced than policymakers want you and I to believe. Now, I believe that they had policymakers want us to believe that it's catastrophic, it's inevitable, which I do believe that climate change is inevitable. That this catastrophe that we're about to experience is inevitable because that fits their political agenda, which if you look at, gee, now I know there are always exceptions. But if you were to look at a large group of people that believe in climate change, and then you look at, you know, a cross-section, you do an overlay of their politics, you'll find that, generally speaking, they're progressive, leftist, Marxist. Well, why would they be so adamant that climate change is catastrophic and that we must do something about that? because that fits perfectly with their political agenda. Because their political agenda is one of the destruction of individual liberty and individual freedom, replacing that with the state, the government. And the government starts making more and more decisions, a planned economy, determining how you live, where you live, how you get yourself from one place to another. It's all part of the Marxist design to take over and destroy the United States. Oh, what was that guy's name? He had a phrase, the fundamental transformation of America. That's what they're engaged in. And climate change is one of their mechanisms by which they will fundamentally transform this country. I mean, when you think about the logical conclusion of where they want us to go, we might as well just all, you know, a gigantic offing of humanity. Well, except for them. I mean, they'll want to stick around because, well, but what will they do? How will they live without all of us, you know, schlubs and plebes to go out and produce all the stuff so they can live in their mansions and fly their private jets and do everything else? But that's just how stupid they are. That's just how stupid Marxism and communism is to begin with. That's why a planned economies never work. China, we're looking at you. Russia, we're looking at you. Venezuela, it's already in the crapper. Now, the report, being objective, does affirm basic physics. Greenhouse gases do warm the planet, but it actually interrogates, questions, doubts all of the extreme claims that get parroted by the cabal. Because they found almost no convincing evidence that hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, whatever you want to list, none of those have become more frequent or intense in recent decades. In fact, it's contrary to the impression that you would get from the cabal itself, from almost any headline. We're always told this is going to be the worst hurricane season ever. The droughts are ever. The wildland fires are worse than ever. Well, I don't know. We got 4 or 5 fires burning in Colorado right now. We got some out west. We got some to us. We got some in Canada. And there, you know, I don't remember whether I talked about it on the national program or the local program, but in Nova Scotia, you can't go out. I mean, you in essence cannot go into the forest anymore because of forest fires. So what do we do to prevent forest fires? Oh, Smokey Bear would be very, very happy. You just can't even go into the forest. You might snap a twig and somehow that's going to create a spark. You're going to be on your hiking boots and your rubber-soled hiking boots, and you're going to step on a twig and it's going to break, and that's going to somehow create a spark that's going to create a forest fire. I mean, it's insane what we do. Now, I think the debate should continue, but at least these findings out of this working group from these well-qualified experts perhaps won't get drowned out, and we'll start seeing some water tossed on this alarmist narrative. And the report goes beyond weather extremes. They found that the projections of economic devastation from warming are likely exaggerated. In fact, I would argue that they indeed are exaggerated. I think there are actually benefits to the biosphere. You know, if you look at satellite records, it shows sustained increase in global leaf area. And with that comes increased agricultural productivity with increased CO2 fertilization. Those benefits are welfare relevant. And you've got to include it in the calculus. If you normalize for population and wealth, losses do not show from disasters, do not show an upward trend. Climate-related mortality has fallen as energy access, housing, forecasting has all improved. Those are all mitigation efforts. Treating every bad weather year as proof that somehow it's endangering the entire world population is not risk assessment. It's not a cost-benefit analysis. It's just pure, unadulterated religion, climate religion. You think about sea level rises. Global rise has always existed, but it's modest. And then when you look at localities, you realize that local outcomes, when they scream about, oh, sea level rise in Miami-Dade County, or sea level rise on Cape Cod, or sea level rise, you know, out in Seattle, wherever it might be. Well, local outcomes are shaped by vertical land motion, subsidence, groundwater extraction, sediment that gets compacted, coastal engineering. So any effective policy begins with a local diagnosis and then targeted mitigation, targeted protection, rather than some broad national carbon mandate. Extreme events. You know, we're told that, oh, we got more and more extreme events. Well, the trends are mixed. Global cyclone counts don't show a persistent increase. Burned area has actually declined since the 1990s. Heavy precipitation changes are almost always regional. And then the detection and attribution methods are always dependent upon the model that's used. And that's sensitive to the design that you, the study design that you use to study those things. I think you ought to be very cautious before linking emissions to every hazard metric. Adaptation. When we think about adaptation or mitigation, that always performs better than trying to control climate change. Forecasting, building codes, intelligent siting of where you're going to build something, heat and fire management, emergency responses, that delivers measurable risk reduction. Because if you buy the assumption based on all the historical data that the climate does and will always change, and even if mankind increases that change or precipitates that change or accelerates that change, because remember, it can go one way or the other. Right now, they're claiming that CO2 is increasing global warming. Well, wait a minute. If that is all true, then what would you do to decrease that? Because if you do, like in Colorado, where they want to, what do they want to do in Colorado? I'm sure it's true. I know it's true in California. It's true in New York. It's true in Illinois. Well, they want us to get out of internal combustion engines. Well, there's not a market for that, but you have to produce the electricity. And nobody wants to use nuclear to produce electricity. So what are we going to do? Solar and wind is unreliable. I saw a great article a couple of days ago about a gigantic solar farm that was just completely destroyed by a hailstorm. How reliable is that going to be? And what's the cost for fixing that? And then you have the problem with modeling. You know, many models that are used by the activists and the Congress and the Church of the Climate Activists, almost all those models run warmer than observationally constrained ranges. The social cost of carbon depends heavily on the discount rate, damage functions, assumptions about adaptation, and whether values are global or domestic. You know, the EPA ought to present a domestic range with transparent sensitivity and actually include the biosphere benefits, but they're not going to do that because they don't want to show any benefit, because then that destroys, well, even if it doesn't destroy, it causes rational people to go, oh, wait a minute. There is a benefit to CO2 in the atmosphere? Yeah, life and the essence of life. CO2, absolutely necessary. So you go back to the study and you realize that, well, yeah, there are risks, but should we silence the risks? No, we ought to actually debate the risks. That's the point. Science needs scrutiny. And when you declare that the science is settled, well, that doesn't just stifle dissent. That threatens the integrity of science itself. Let me tell you one thing that Judith Curry said in this study, because I think it's fascinating. Hang tight. I'll tell you that next.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at jtv.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You know, every time I come into the studio or broadcast from a remote location on Saturday, you don't know how much I appreciate all of you that tune in, because I really do. It's the weekend. And I know that you take time out to listen to this program, either live or depending on your affiliate, maybe they play it later in the day or tomorrow, or you listen to it on the podcast. But regardless, you listen to the program, and the numbers show that, and I appreciate it. And many of you have come over and listened to the local program, and I greatly appreciate that. So I always wanted to make sure that you understand that I know that you take time out to listen to the program, and that I appreciate that. So do me a favor. besides listening to the program. So be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget to download that. Subscribe and download the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a five-star review because that helps with the algorithm. And then that way you'll get all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, and I do appreciate it. To show you how this whole climate thing is just, it truly is a bugaboo with me, because I don't see it so much as an issue about the climate as I do an issue about control, because I'm adamant that the only reason this country has survived for the 250 years that we will celebrate next July, but that we may continue to survive in the future, is because we relish individual liberty and freedom. And I see one of the greatest threats, in addition to threats against free speech or the Second Amendment or any of the Bill of Rights, is this idea that somehow government is going to control the climate. The only way to control the climate is to control us. Leave me alone. Leave you alone. We'll figure out ways to mitigate, because the climate is going to change. I'm just old enough to remember the cover of Time magazine about the coming, oh my gosh, the coming ice age. And then it changed to, we're going to have global warming and we're all going to burn to death. Remember Al Gore and the stupid hockey stick? All of which is designed, one, to put fear in the uninformed, to make the uninformed malleable so that we can impose these government controls on how we live our lives. Don't. Leave me alone. Leave you alone. But then you've got people like, this could have been the nation's first stepdaughter. Kamala's stepdaughter. Ella, I think is her name. Ella Emhoff. It's Doug Emhoff, her husband's daughter. She was out talking about how she's really struggling.
I think that, one, I experience a lot of climate anxiety, like a lot of us do. It's not funny. It's one of those things that's not funny, but.
Oh, she's really struggling with climate anxiety. That could have been the first stepdaughter. Yes. Struggling with climate anxiety. It shows that they have an effect. It shows that they can pull it off. And what we have to do is push against it every opportunity that we get. Which is why I go back to Judith Curry. In the report, or in response to the report from the Department of Energy, she says, quote, any scientist that is not skeptical, isn't doing their job. The mainstream attempt to enforce a faux consensus to support political objectives is antithetical to science, close quote. So this report, which you've got to really dig to find any reporting about it in the mainstream media and the cabal, is already making waves. The EPA, and this is my proof about how these subtle changes filter out into the rest of the executive branch, which then affects public policy. The EPA has cited it in their own proposal to reconsider the designation of greenhouse gases as a threat to public health. Well, that's going to trigger all sorts of legal battles, but that's fine. You want to fight it out in the courts? We'll go fight it out in the courts. But it will also, I believe, lead most importantly to more scientific debate. And that's good, because that means we're finally starting to have a real conversation about climate change and not just a one-way dialogue. It reminds us that it's still possible to actually challenge dogma, to challenge the orthodoxy, the gospel of the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists, to prefer that we talk about facts and not fear, and then to craft public policy that reflects the full complexity of our choices, not just those in the church, not just those true believers. It's good to have scrutiny. It's good to have debate. There are not easy answers. as we become more and more deluged with information, then the more important it is that we learn to take that information with nuanced, jaundiced, skeptical, questioning. I don't care what, you know, adjective you or adverb you put in front of it, but it's good to have that debate. They want to stifle the debate. You should think to yourself that anytime someone wants to stifle debate by telling you, for example, that the science is settled, run, because they don't want you questioning their orthodoxy, their gospel. And if that's the case, I mean, put it in religious terms. If you're unwilling, incapable, or scared of defending your faith, then, maybe you're not as faithful as you believe. I want us to have the robust debate, because without it, they'll win, and they'll start imposing their will upon us in the political realm. And when they impose their will on the political realm, that's one more notch that they are in tightening the noose around the way we live our lives. Do not let that happen. Again, thanks for tuning in. It's always great to be able to talk to you. So, good to see you this Saturday, and guess what? I'll see you next Saturday. Take care.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. 8320, paid for by Power Sales University.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.